Hey, what's that? Hey, Mac! Mac, what's the matter? Mac! Mac, what in the name of...
Glory be. Magpie. What happened, son?
Mac, your face. Ripped and cut. Mac.
Speak, son, speak.
Read all about it. Policeman killed by wild animal in park. Read all about it. Hey, Rick.
They're holding an inquiry at the head keeper's office at the zoo this afternoon, Margot. Commissioner Weston asked me to drop by.
Well, Lamont, why are they holding an inquiry? They know how he was killed.
I'm not so sure that they do.
What do you mean?
Well, when I spoke to the commissioner this morning, he told me that there was no evidence of any animal having escaped from the zoo last night.
Excuse me, but could I subject my opinion?
Of course, Treby. This is your cab.
What is your opinion, Treby?
Well, it is not exactly my opinion, hey. It is more the opinion of my friend and acquaintance, Big Charlie.
Oh, well, what is Big Charlie's opinion?
Well, he is making the observation, which is the same thing as an opinion, that this here now cop is not being killed by one of the animals from the zoo at all.
Oh, no?
No. He thinks it was done by a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Exactly. He says that them bushy-tailed beasts can be very mean when they're of a mind to be.
Oh, now, Shrevey, how could a squirrel kill a man?
Well, that's just what I asked Big Charlie.
And what did Big Charlie say?
Well, he just shows me a scar on his finger that was given to him by a squirrel. And he says that if a squirrel could do that to him, he could certainly kill anybody else.
Oh, Shrevey.
That's an excellent deduction. In fact, I'd like to hear more, Shrevey. But I think we've reached the zoo.
Reached the zoo, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we have.
All right. Come on, Marco.
All right.
Do you want I should wait, hey?
Well, yes, you might as well, Shrevey.
Good. I'm going out and give a couple of squirrels the third degree.
What a man.
Oh, Lamont, are they holding this inquiry in one of the cages?
Well, if they are, they'll probably lock you up and throw away the keys.
Oh.
We go right in here.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hello, Cranston. Come on in.
Well, thank you, Commissioner.
How are you, Margot?
Fine, thank you, Commissioner.
These are the two keepers that were on duty here at the zoo last night, Mr. Oliver and Mr. Harper.
Oliver? How do you do?
Well, have you come up with anything yet, Commissioner?
Nothing. The officer was killed by a wild animal, all right. But both these men here swear that none of them was loose last night.
Yes. Yes, that's right. They were all locked in.
Oh. Any clues at all?
Well, Harper here thinks that the job was done by some member of the cat family. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes. After looking at the body, my guess would be that he was killed by a member of the cat family.
I see. Well, why do you say that?
Well, we get to know all the habits of the animals around here. We watch them eat and sleep. We practically live with them. My opinion is that it was a leopard.
Wait a minute. I don't agree.
Well, now, John, you know that...
Why don't you agree with him, Mr. Oliver?
Because that would put the blame on Reboo. She's the only leopard we've got here. Why, she wouldn't hurt nobody. She was in her cage all night, and you know that, Harper.
Now, wait a minute, John. I wasn't blaming Reboo. Of course I know she was in a cage. But there's more than one leopard in the world, you know.
Yeah, I know, and I also know you don't like Reboo. You're jealous because she only lets me feed her. She'll only obey
all right,
me.
Hold on, well, both of you. You can settle that later. I've got a tougher problem on my hands. There's a wild beast at large in this park, and we've got to find it.
Just how do you propose to do that, Commissioner?
Well, now, don't you worry. We'll find him, that's all. We'll set traps for him. Yeah, set traps. That's what we'll do.
That should be very effective, very. You'll probably catch everything in town but the leopard.
But in this weather, you might catch a cold in that trap.
Yes.
You're both a big help. If you don't mind, I'll conduct this thing my own way.
But, Commissioner, you asked me to come here.
Yes, I thought that your knowledge of wild animals that you picked up in Africa or wherever it was might be of use to me.
Well, I still offer that knowledge.
No, I don't need it.
Very well. I guess we better be going, Margot.
Yeah. All right, Lamont.
Good day, gentlemen.
Goodbye. Catch a cold.
Well, Margot, it might be wise if I took an active interest in this affair.
What do you mean, Lamont?
That argument between the two keepers interested me very much. I'd like to learn more about them.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, this evening.